Hundreds of Haitian migrants expelled from the U.S. on repatriation flights have arrived in Port-au-Prince. They're among the 13,000 who'd gathered at a border town in Texas. Up to 7 daily flights are planned in a massive deportation operation.
When we didn't want to leave on the bus and board the plane, they locked us up in the bus to calm us down. Some women even took a beating. They beat men and women.
Our teams are ready to receive and process these migrants deported by force in our two airports. But the problem is that the people don't accept the forced deportations, because that is the reason they left Haiti. They did not want to live in Haiti.
Vote counting is underway after 3 days of parliamentary elections in Russia. Exit polls put the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party on course to win with around 45% of the vote. That's a drop of almost 10% since the last election in 2016. A humanitarian crisis is looming in Afghanistan, where malnourished children are filling up hospital wards. Thousands of newborns are in desperate need of treatment. UNICEF says many of them could die if they don't get urgent aid. Gunmen in Nigeria have released another 10 children abducted from their school in Kaduna State in July. Officials have confirmed the gunmen were paid a ransom 3 days earlier. 21 students are still missing. The U.S. state of Alabama had more deaths than births last year for the first time in recorded history. State health officials have blamed the coronavirus for the surge in fatalities. The U.S. is recording an average of 148,000 new cases and 2,000 deaths a day. Thousands of people have been told to leave their homes after a volcanic eruption on the Spanish Canary Islands. It follows a week of increasing seismic activity on the island of La Palma, 500 kilometers off the coast of West Africa. And Netflix has won television's top honor for the first time.
And the Emmy goes to The Crown.
The streaming service took Best Drama Series for The Crown, a show about the British monarchy under Queen Elizabeth. It also won Best Limited Series for The Queen's Gambit. The win capped a sweep by streaming platforms of the Emmy's top honours.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.